Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. You know, on this show, we're always talking about authenticity. What does that mean? It means being the real you, who you really are. And it took me years to dig down to the layer of who I really was because there were so many other labels that had been put on me by society, by people I grew up with, and even by myself that hid who I really was. As I began to dig down to those layers, through those layers, more of me began to surface. And it still continues to do so. It's a continuing effort. It's continuing growing. And it's a continuing knowing more and more who I am. And I wish that for you today. I want to announce a couple of things. Number one, if you go to my website, I've restructured it. And on the front page, you have access to my program, 21 Days to Self-Love, and I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is enter your email address, and it's there for you. I'll send you a link to all the 21 videos. Each video is short, 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 5 the most, and it's a tip of the day, so it's an exercise for you to do. So I hope you'll check that out at my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. The other thing that's new that you can find on my website is my Dare to Be Happy community. It's a community that I created so that we can go in there together, encourage each other, bring our confidence level up by appreciating each other and complimenting each other. And it's a place where we can do and say and talk about the manifestations that we are having in our life. So I hope you'll check that out and just hit the Dare to Be Authentic link on my website. Well, today I'm really excited. I have a special guest. Her name is MJ Domet, and she's an award-winning author. She's an inspirational speaker and a workshop facilitator. She's presently working on her third book, and her main focus for the next 9 months is being a mentor to 9 clients by helping to define and strengthen their gifts. I'm so excited to have her with me today. Welcome to the show, MJ.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be on here today and speak to you.
I'm excited to have you here. So let's start off by you telling us the story of how you came to do the work you currently do.
Okay. Well, I was a preschool teacher for many years. I taught preschool for about 19 years, and I started when I was, before I was 30, I should say, and I found that my body was starting to break down. And, you know, being on cement floors and on my feet a lot, and little people take a lot of energy sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I found that my body was beginning to break down, and I was still relatively young. So not being one who ever really liked going to the, you know, to the medical profession unless it was something that I desperately thought that I had to do, I guess I just put it out there in the universe about bringing something to me that would help me with what was going on in my physical body. And as so often happens when we put things out there, is I went to a trade show and I met this lady who was working with a health research company, and she sold me a pair of insoles. Well, I put these insoles on, they're magnetic insoles, and I put them on, and I just immediately felt the energy running through my body, and they helped me immensely. Well, I was so intrigued by this company that I actually went, signed up with them, and began selling their products. Mm-hmm. Through this company, they have a program that was designed for self-help, I guess I would say, and personal development. When I attended this seminar, I was just blown away, Mari, because it was just amazing to me that you could actually work on yourself in more than a physical way. And this was something that I hadn't, you know, really wasn't in within my realm of consciousness before. I was a preschool teacher. I was a mom, wife. And so all of those things came before me at that time.
Right.
I met people through there that one taught Reiki, one taught an emotional release program, and I took those classes and really delved into this work, and I knew that I was going to become a teacher and that I was going to help other people as well, not only with their physical, but their emotional and spiritual selves.
That's fantastic. You know, something that is coming out more and more that, like you say, we didn't used to know this, is that our emotional affects our physical, of course. Our emotional and spiritual well-being or not well-being affects our physical body. Our emotions affect our physical body, anger or sadness or whatever it might be. So as it's all connected, it's just a beautiful way to bring more well-being to us. I think that's wonderful. So what is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, I want them to know that all the power that they have is within them. They're, you know, we often look to outside sources, for example, the medical community, that kind of thing. And we, in reality, our experiences bring us to where we are now. Our experiences, although some of them, you know, we look upon them as more negative, they are actually meant to teach us something. So they're meant to enlighten us. They're not meant to defeat us. And we do take a defeatist attitude about it. It's like, why does this happen to me? How come everybody else seems to have blah, 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 you know? And sometimes what ends up happening is the people that that come out of, say, their experiences on the other end have learned the most lessons are the ones that find the most peace and joy in their life. And also, I do want people to know that it doesn't matter what your experiences have been. It doesn't matter where they have led you. Wherever you are now is a perfect place to begin transforming and begin transforming from that victim sort of mentality to recognizing the power that is within and becoming vibrant and becoming your authentic self.
I love that. I love the most of all the things you just said that I love is that our experiences are there to teach us something.
Yes.
And I didn't always believe that, you know, and like you were just saying, why is this happening to me? Why does this keep happening to me? Well, it keeps happening to me because I haven't learned the lesson yet. And so in my own life, as I've begun to look at experiences that I would call, some people would call negative, I would call something I don't want, unwanted, and I really key in and say, well, why is this? What is not why is this, but what is this in my life to teach me? And boy, I have learned some amazing lessons about what? About myself and what's inside of me. Like you said, it all comes from inside of us. So the power to create our life comes from inside of us. But the lack of power also comes from inside of us, and it's turning that around. So as you help people dissolve obstacles to prevent them from living an authentic life, that's one of the things you told me you do. What do you think the first thing is that they must do?
Well, as we were talking about experiences, Marie, it's taking responsibility for those experiences. Because as long as we think or believe that those our experiences are out of our realm in order to do something about, then we are not taking responsibility for them. As long as we're blaming someone else for our experiences and where we are in our life, we are not taking responsibility for them. So recognizing that whatever energy you have put out there in whatever way, and I do recognize as well, and we're, you know, working with people, working with clients, that sometimes we do acquire belief systems and from our ancestors, in a sense. So if we begin, somebody says, you know, you're just like your aunt Edith or something like that, then it's taking a look at that, and it's like, well, there's, you know, yeah, because she believed this and she did this, and I find I'm doing the same thing. So I do have a belief that in every generation there is someone in the family who begins to take responsibility for those experiences and transforms them and changes them for upcoming generations. So just think of the ramifications of that. You start taking responsibility for the experiences in your life and perhaps some that have been generationally sent to you or brought forward by you. And you are the one that can transform that a whole new generation and generations to come just because you took responsibility and you changed things.
What a beautiful and helpful way to look at life. To think, instead of saying, oh, this is in our family or our family is always whatever that might be, to say, I can be the one to change this around. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to suffer. You know, I heard someone say the other day, he's a wonderful, talented chiropractor, and he sees patients all the time, and they come in. Of course, they're suffering, they're in pain. And he said to me the other day, you don't have to suffer. I thought, what a really amazing phrase. You don't have to suffer. You can choose to use the power that lays inside of you and to turn things around. So not only don't you have to suffer, but the generations after you don't have to suffer. What a beautiful gift to give your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I think that's absolutely lovely, MJ.
And it's
beautiful.
So empowering, isn't it? It's so empowering to recognize
now.
That you can do that. You can change something that's been generational, whether even if it's an addiction or whether it's something emotional, because many people carry anger and they don't know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, you know, it's generational. It's, I know I've felt that at times too, thinking, my life is so awesome. Like, are these feelings coming from? And then I, you know, discover, well, they are mine because I'm holding on to them and I have them, but they didn't necessarily come from me. I inherited them.
Yeah.
But it's up to me to now get rid of them and change that.
That's wonderful, because I do hear, and I have clients who maybe they just suffer from depression, and they'll tell me, I have the most wonderful life.
Mm-hmm.
I have everything I want and need. Why am I depressed? And so that's a really good point, MJ, that it can be generational. Or I work as hard as I can, or I did this, that, and the other, and I'm still suffering with, you know, financial problems. You know, why is this happening? So looking into that possibility that it is generational and then just breaking it, like you said. I think the breaking it is so important. That's wonderful. So how does one begin to, first of all, to recognize this? Because if you don't know what's going on, if you have no awareness, you can't change it. So how do you think we begin to become aware of it and then begin to change these things?
Well, I guess it's like I said earlier, where if somebody says, oh, you're acting just like your aunt, blah, 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 you know, your aunt Edith or your aunt Jean or something like that. And then it's looking at that. It's like, okay, so what is it about them that I like? Because as we know, often awareness is brought to us by other people. So we often don't see things ourselves that are going on, but other people can see that. And, okay, so what is it about them that I find very positive and enlightening, and it's like, yeah, great, I want to be like my Aunt Jane. And what is it about them that perhaps is something that you find less attractive? And really look to yourself and hold a mirror to yourself and say, is that me? Is that what is happening with me, and then determine, is that something that I want to hold on to? Is that, you know, something that I want to define me? And if it isn't, then take those steps to change that. So every time you find yourself doing something that you don't find attractive in others, recognize that and do something different. Because as we know, the definition of insanity is recognizing something but not change, but doing the same thing over and over again, and it just doesn't change. You have to change
right.
the how you have to change the action and mm-hmm. how you mm-hmm. are looking at things. And I think it's very positive and for a person to actually be able to look at themselves and say, "Wow, this is, I really don't like the way that I handled that," and then to take those steps to change it. But first, that's the responsibility part of it again. You know, is taking
yes.
that responsibility.
Yeah, I like that. I love that. And I like the part about doing things over and over. One of the things I like to tell my clients is if you want to have something different, you have to be able to do, you have to be willing to do something maybe you've never done before.
Yes.
You know, something you've never done before. It doesn't have to be you're going to jump off a building. It could be the fact that you're going to meditate for 5 minutes. Never done it before. But it takes commitment and it takes a wanting to be different.
Oh,
you know,
that's definitely true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Get unstuck and reach your greatest potential in life, love, and career. Ignite your power to weave your dreams into reality. Akasha offers psychic readings, spiritual healing, and mastery mentoring to help you clear out the clutter and live your life purpose with clarity. Creating a life you love begins within you. Self-mastery is life mastery. To learn more, visit PureSoulExpression.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Today we're talking with MJ Jomet, award-winning author, inspirational speaker, and we're talking about taking responsibility for whatever is in your life, whatever it is, even if it's something that's been in your family for generations. And then once you take responsibility and have the awareness of what's going on, begin to make the changes to take this unwanted thing out of your life. So, MJ, you know this show is called Dare to Be Authentic. What role does authenticity play in all of this?
Well, when you are real with yourself, then that's the only way that you can really define who you are, define yourself. And like I mentioned earlier, often we are looking, or people are looking outside of themselves for confirmation about, for example, who they are. I know people that take class after class after class after class, and great, and which is fine. But if they're not taking that information from these classes, and I'm talking more, you know, about self-development classes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not taking that information and applying it to yourself, you're still searching outside of yourself. You're still almost searching for that magic solution that is automatically going to free you and make your life joyful and peaceful. So taking that information and applying it to you, like how are you going to use it? And it doesn't matter if you just take a little bit of information from this one, a bit of information from that one, and
mm-hmm.
And work with that. But as long as you are applying it, because you just become to the point, you know, where you create fear and unhappiness within yourself if you're only influenced by outside sources. And again, we talked about that a little bit earlier, about thinking that other people have more power than you, or they have more knowledge than you, and so that they're
mm-hmm.
going to fix you in some way. But you are really the only one that can do that for yourself, because you are the only one that can really define your true authentic self. Nobody else can really get into your head and say, yes, this is who you are. It's you finding that for yourself. And it's not going to be found by duplicating what somebody else does. It's going
mm-hmm.
to be found by finding that solution that you have within yourself. And if I may, I just want to tell a little bit of a story about before I started doing the mentorship, I was struggling a little bit. I always knew that I wanted to teach, and I had, you know, quite a few students, and but it wasn't something that I did as often as I wanted to. I guess I put it that way. I wasn't as busy as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is I had one person say to me, I was wondering if you would mentor me. And I said, yeah, you know, just call me anytime. I kind of dismissed it. And then I had somebody else ask me. And I think I had about three people ask me. Finally, when the third person asked me, I went, oh, my gosh, there's something here. I hadn't been listening before. So once I put that out there, my goodness, like I just, you know, filled up within, I don't know, it didn't take very long. I think it took something like a week or 2 weeks. And this is like a nine-month experience that I offer to students. And so it was, you know, I aligned with my authenticity. I aligned with what it was that I was meant to be doing. And there's just something so great about that. And that's my wish for everybody, is to find that. And I know some people already have that, and that's great. But my wish is that everybody finds that, because you just feel complete. And that's what authenticity is. And it's not duplicating anything that anybody else has done, but finding your own way.
I love that. I love that part about finding your own way and not duplicating. And I love the part about that you have to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really look at your life and kind of fess up and say, okay, these are the things that I don't like in my life. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I don't like it. What do I do instead? You know, instead of going on the guilt trip and going around in that spiral, which I used to do, say, okay, well, now I acknowledge it, I can see it, what do I do that's different? And I love the part about the people coming to you for mentoring and you not even realizing, because sometimes we're not aware. You know, universe,
yes,
the divine is sending us exactly what we asked for, and we don't even see it. Like,
true enough.
The awareness is so important, to be in the moment. That's one of the things I've been learning the last few weeks, and it's not as if I've never heard of being in the moment. Please, I've been hearing it forever. But the last 2 weeks or so, it's been really strong on me to really be in the moment, to really notice people, you know, as I'm out, as I'm in the coffee shop, wherever I might be, to notice people around me, to greet them, to look them in the eye, and to not be so busy checking my Facebook page on my phone or wherever else we do, you know, daydreaming, but to really be present, because that's how we catch those moments. Right, MJ? That's how you realize, hey, there's people here that want me to mentor them. Wow, to fill that up in a couple of weeks, that's pretty amazing. So
yes, and
congratulations
actually,
on that.
Thank you. And I'm now in my second mentorship group. So, I'm actually passing it on, because I found that my first group that I did in the past 9 months, we're actually just finishing the first group this weekend, and they're intermingling with the second group. But many of them want to be mentors, so I'm involving them in mentoring the second group. And the experience has been so rewarding for me, and I know it's been them as well, and so it just seemed the thing to do. And another thing, when you're talking about being in the moment, we lose a lot of that, don't we? You know, with the technology that we have, and it does, I feel, become quite an addiction to be on your phone and to carry your phone. And do I have my phone with me? And I find myself doing the very same thing. So from what you said is like being more aware of the people that are around, and the people that they're there for a reason as well, the people that we meet and the people that we talk to, and just to find out about them and what they're doing. And I just feel that we've lost so much of that with technology.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, to get me wrong, technology has its place. But I do hope that at some point we do come back to that one-on-one interaction.
I hope so, too. And I love technology. I am a geek as far as it. But, yes, we lost a lot of our human connection one to another. And it was actually, I had gone to a meeting, and the lady who spoke about really connecting with each other. and looking people in the eye, wherever you are, whether it's the clerk at the grocery store or whoever it might be. And I started doing that probably about 3 weeks ago. And I had an experience this week that I want to share because it was kind of intense for me. I was going to this local Starbucks downtown, and I parked in the parking lot, and I'm in my car grabbing something. And I see this young man, and he walks towards me, and I could see he was homeless. And he said to me, "Do you have any spare change for me so I can get some food?" He was so young, and it just, I really looked at him. You know how sometimes we don't want to look at homeless people because it's so sad. We don't want them to be there. So if we don't look at them, we feel they don't exist. I took a good look at him, and I said, "Well, I really didn't have, all I had was like a quarter and a couple of pennies, and I didn't have any other cash." So I said, "I might have a quarter." So he comes up to me, and I pull out my quarter, and he says to me, "You are amazing."
Wow.
I just looked in his eyes, and he says, "Thank you so much." And it touched me because I'm thinking, this young man who is out in the street, who doesn't even have food to eat, I give him a lousy quarter, and he tells me I'm amazing. It just really touched me. And it reminds me that each person that I pass each day, I don't know what that purpose was with that young man, but I know that there was a connection there, an interaction there. And so it's very important. I just wanted to throw that in. So I don't want to run out of time before you tell us about your book, MJ. Tell us about your book.
Well, I actually have two books. The first book is Waves of Blue Light, Heal the Heart and Free the Soul, and it's based on my experiences in a sense, but it's not just like a tell-all book kind of thing. What I do is I give people the experience and then show them, in a sense, how they can help themselves and how they can move into that authenticity themselves. My second book is Voiceless Whispers, Tuning into Nature's Messages, which is a little bit different because it's about our connection with animals. So in there, I collected stories from across Canada when I went on a tour a couple of years ago. Mm. And people were wanting to tell stories about spiritual interactions that they had had with animals and the lessons they learned from them. And so it's a collection of stories like that. And my hope for that book is that people become more aware of nature, because we're often aware of people around us, like that wonderful story you just told that gave me goosebumps, by the way. And but there's also nature. There's also that surrounding, what surrounds us. And we look at animals as just being animals, or birds as just being birds, but they have so much more to give us, and sometimes to the point where they even give their lives for us to give us a message. So those are the two books that I have. I'm presently working on a third one that goes more in depth into our experiences and working through them.
Fantastic. And you can find all her books and all her events and everything else on her website, expecttobeempowered.com. Just the way it sounds, expecttobeempowered.com. And so any last thing you'd like to say? We have just about a minute. Anything you'd like to say to a listener?
Okay. Well, I would just like to say that there's no one else exactly like you. And so when I speak about duplicity, just recognizing there's no one else exactly like you. And when you find your own way of doing things, and when you find that alignment for yourself, that is when you are aligned with your authenticity. And that is when things will start to move for you. That is when the universe will bring those things to you that you've been intending maybe sometimes for years. But the alignment just wasn't quite right. So it's, you know, kind of stop looking in other people's pockets and find your own way.
Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful, MJ, and so very true. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. And listeners,
you're very
thank
welcome.
You for listening in. And we'll be back tomorrow. This has been a special week of three shows in a row. That's been a new one for me. So thank you for being with us, and join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.